Wake up, everyone. It's time for the Steve Noble Show, where biblical Christianity meets the everyday issues of life in your home, at work, and even in politics. Steve is an ordinary man who believes in an extraordinary God, and on his show, there's plenty of grace and lots of truth, but no sacred cows. Call Steve now at 866-34-TRUTH. That's 866-34-TRUTH. Or check him out online at thestevenobleshow.com. And now, here's your host, Steve Noble.
Holy spicoli ravioli, this is a crazy day in U.S. history. And if you don't know, if you haven't heard the atomic explosion coming out of Washington, D.C. today. And no, I'm not actually talking about the big Supreme Court ruling that came out this morning, 5-4, which was a total, massive, most likely crippling blow to the unions, labor unions, as well as to the Democrat Party because of their fancy and funny and nice, cozy little relationship of the last several decades, where the Supreme Court basically, hey, you know what? You can't keep collecting money from non-members and using it however you want. That's a big deal. And if that's not enough, then just recently, this was just announced within the last couple hours, this is major, this is enormous. Justice Kennedy, his last day, and you heard me right, his last day on the United States Supreme Court will be July 31st. He sent in his resignation today to President Trump. And so you are about to witness probably the most brutal political battle that we've seen in at least the last 20, maybe 30 years. Justice Kennedy was appointed by Ronald Reagan back in 1975, just on the heels of Roe versus Wade. And if you start to read what's going on out there, liberals, pro-aborts, that whole world is collapsing and just going into utter panic because now you're taking the swing vote off the court. And Donald Trump absolutely will be nominating a conservative. And the liberal world, the Democrat world, including the Senate, is just going to go absolutely ballistic. So we're broadcasting live today from Salem Broadcasting Studios here in the Buckhead area, just north of downtown Atlanta. But I'm not by myself, traveling with my good friend and a good pastor and a solid man of God, despite the fact that, well, it's Pastor Chris Connell.
It's good to be on the show with you today, Steve, and what a special day it's been already with all the changes that have happened.
And what a special introduction that was.
Yeah, it was. And thank you to Salem Broadcasting for opening up the studio last
Amen.
Minute.
That's exactly right. So Chris and I on our way, and I'll just get this out of the way so you know why we're in Atlanta, on our way to Springfield, Missouri to meet with the new head of the Assemblies of God on behalf of Harvest Crusades, Harvest America, Greg Laurie. Assemblies of God, incredible denomination, evangelical, evangelistic, and over 13,000 churches in America. So we left Raleigh early this morning and got into Atlanta thinking we were just going to jump on our next flight and we should have already been in Springfield, Missouri. But then at the counter, they made an announcement. Did they not, Pastor Chris? And so what was the deal?
The deal was if you could not get on the plane, they would give you $800 cash. It'd be like
a debit card,
and it wasn't like
a
voucher. Yeah, it was like, Steve and I were like, well, our meeting's tomorrow morning. We could hang out in Atlanta.
And so you were much more Dave Ramsey-ish at the time.
I was.
So I'm sitting there going, I don't know if I want to hang out here. And then you're like, hey, it's $800, dude.
I was.
And that's $800 per person.
And then
this ain't no Joel Osteen show, so we both need the money.
And I was like, exactly. And I was like, I still need to bring home the bacon. So
let's stay.
So I was like, oh, man. And then you were, I was like, well, you got to know somebody in Atlanta, Steve.
Oh, yeah, baby. I know people everywhere.
So I'm
a well-connected nobody.
So, and then we went and found the coolest barbecue spot in Atlanta. Probably one of the most unhealthy meals I've eaten in a long time. But it's so good.
It was awesome.
The air conditioning wasn't great.
No.
But the meal.
But the food was.
It was Danny?
Daddy D's.
Yeah.
28 years old. So that's, so we take an Uber there from the airport to there, and it took us about an hour to find the Uber.
It did.
At the airport because we're just stupid. So then we went to Daddy D's and had lunch, and then we shot up here to Buckhead, and our friends at Salem were kind enough to pull us all together and our buddies back at Truth Radio.
And got to talk
this all
Jesus
working.
With a Syrian refugee.
With a Syrian refugee, which was awesome.
Yeah.
And then another young guy had started to get into a spiritual conversation there. But yeah, it was really awesome, the Syrian refugee young guy. And so always be ready, willing, and able to engage people with the love of Jesus Christ and the gospel. So we're going to talk about this. If you want to chime in, by the way, I'm going to go ahead and open up the phones. I would love to hear your reaction to this. Maybe this is the first time you've heard that Justice Kennedy is retiring. July 31st is his last day, which puts the balance of the Supreme Court. He's been the linchpin vote for decades now.
And Steve, let me just say, that's important. Most people don't know what you're saying. I didn't know what you're saying. You're much
more. So whenever you hear 5-4, 5-4, 5-4, in this case, like today's decision about the labor unions, 5-4. Kennedy was what we call the swing vote. The other day's decision about the crisis pregnancy centers out in California, 5-4. Kennedy was the swing vote. But it also goes against you. Obergefell, which is the case that, of course, made gay marriage, quote-unquote, legal, quote-unquote, gay marriage in America, that was a 5-4 vote. And guess who the swing vote was? That's right, Justice Kennedy. So now you've got this guy that leans both different directions at different times. And a lot of the bad decisions that have come out of the Supreme Court in the last 10 or 15 or even 20 years.
He was the deciding vote.
Was him. He was the deciding vote. So he's a swing vote. Now you get rid of this swing vote that can go right or left, but more often he goes left. And now Donald Trump has an opportunity to nominate, and he will. He already has a list of 25 people. He's already said that today, that they're going to get to work on this immediately. Mitch McConnell came out and said, we're going to get this vote done for the president this fall, which I would put air quotes around because obviously you got an election coming up. This is crazy, Chris.
You think,
this is crazy.
So just real quick, Steve, for folks that are not well-versed, what's the process going to be?
All right, so the process is right now Donald Trump can start working through his nominees. He can nominate the next person that he wants to serve on the Supreme Court. And then the Senate is the one place that does the check and the balance. They have to confirm him. That's where you go back to the Bork, got Borked. You know, you go all the way back to that, Clarence Thomas, and you ain't seen nothing yet in terms of the vitriol that's going to occur in the Senate over literally the balance of the Supreme Court, which could literally tip the scales on Roe versus Wade. So we're talking about abortion right smack dab in the middle of the crosshairs.
You're saying
all of a sudden today.
There's a lot in the balance.
This is one of the biggest political opportunities, one of the biggest political movements, one of the biggest political atom bombs, so to speak, that I've seen as an adult.
And
that's how big this is.
And this is also another big reason why who we vote for.
Right.
Matters.
Right. And that was for me. I talked about this ad nauseum on the air. And for a lot of people, I was not a never Trumper because I don't think it's a sin to be pragmatic. But I'm not a big Donald Trump fan. I'm a big fan of some of the things that he's done. I'm not a big Donald Trump personally type fan. But one of the biggest reasons I voted for him was exactly what we're talking about today, because the Supreme Court was up going to be up in the balance. He brought in Neil Gorsuch. And now you have this unbelievable, literally multi-decade opportunity to swing the court, push it to the right. So if you look on Twitter, if you look on Facebook, any liberal friends that you have, Democrat friends, are absolutely in a tizzy. And if you're a conservative and if you're a conservative Christian, you need to start praying. Pastor Chris, you need to start praying. Yeah. Me, Steve Noble, we all need to start praying today for a good, godly, and yes, conservative justice to replace him. We'll be right back. Welcome back. One of the biggest news days that I can remember. This is Steve Noble on The Steve Noble Show. We're also live on Facebook Live. So if you want to join us there, just jump over to your Facebook, which is probably open already on your phone or wherever, and just put The Steve Noble Show or Steve Noble Show right in the search box, and you can join us there today. You'll notice that the studio is not what you're used to seeing if you're on Facebook Live regularly or you catch it later. We're actually in Atlanta, Georgia. We're on our way to Springfield. Delta was so kind to give us an opportunity to give up our seats for $800 a piece. And we both took the American Express gift card, which is nice. So that's great. And then we took an Uber to a great best
which
barbecue.
If my pastor is listening, I will tie that money. Just want to say that.
Right. Yeah. Good recovery there. And so barbecue. And then here to our the Salem Broadcasting. Salem Broadcasting, big, massive media conglomerate, Christian media mostly. Yeah. And they have great studios and offices. I worked with them here when we were doing a Harvest Crusade with Greg Laurie in Atlanta several years ago. I've done my show several times from here. They were kind enough on the fly, and our friends at the Truth Radio Network back in North Carolina to set this up for it. So we just shoot over here on another Uber and start sharing Jesus with the Syrian refugee. And so it's a good day. And Pastor Chris Connell is here with me. We're on our way to see the new leader, the superintendent of the Assemblies of God, on behalf of Harvest America. That meeting's tomorrow. So here we are dealing with this massive, massive earthquake-sized, tsunami-sized news story with Justice Kennedy officially retiring from the Supreme Court on July, it's either July 30th or July 31st. He was appointed by Ronald Reagan in 1975. This is a monumental, massive opportunity for people on the right, for people that believe in religious freedom, and especially on the big issue of abortion. So all these different people chiming in today are all talking about abortion. Judge Napolitano, who's on Fox News, he's talking about this is going to be a big deal. He's saying the key issue facing the court will be abortion. Napolitano, I'm just flying through these stories as I can get them. He's calling it a titanic battle through the Senate, and it's certainly going to be that.
The National Legal Director of the American Civil Liberties Union, the ACLU, said if Donald Trump, who has promised to overturn Roe v. Wade, picks someone who is anti-choice, the future of Roe v. Wade is very much in question. That is the head of the ACLU.
Yeah, can I get an amen? And that's why we need to be, it's not too soon to start praying over this one, because I'm telling you, if you think it's bad right now with Donald Trump versus the left and the vitriol up on the Hill and in D.C. and in politics and in the media in general, literally, you have not seen anything yet. This is going to be so crazy, so brutal, so nasty. And they're going to have to fight tooth and nail in the Senate, because they're going to, you know, you got the nuclear option there. And are you going to get a 60 votes? You're not going to get 60 votes. So you do the nuclear option, drop it to 51. But you have two Republican senators in there who aren't Republicans. And so if they bail, now you're 49.
You got John McCain is not healthy right
John
now.
John McCain is not healthy. You got this is a battle royale, to say the least.
You know, Pence could break a tie vote.
He could take if it is a tie. So right now, this is really tenuous. And that's why we need to really be leaning into the Lord and just crying out for his mercy and guidance and leadership through every vessel up there in D.C. But this is all coming down to the United States Senate. Of course, the media and everybody else will be at play. But this is going to be a massive, massive, massive fight. Just brutal. You want to talk about human depravity on display? You're about to see it. If you want to chime in and just kind of register what you're reacting to, how you're reacting to this news, what do you think? What do you think is going to happen? Just what you're experiencing right now, especially if you've been paying attention to the court and Roe v. Wade and all, and hopefully you have. Feel free to give us a call. I want to give you an opportunity to kind of chime in today. 866-348-7884 is the number. 866-34-TRUTH. Are you excited about this? Are you praising the Lord about this? And if you happen to be more left-leaning and this scares you to death, I'm not going to beat you up on the air. My witness to the people that listen or watch who don't know the Lord personally is way more important than my ability to debate you or beat you up in a conversation. So I don't do that here. You want to do that, go listen to Sean Hannity or something else. But that ain't happening here. I can go back and forth with you, but I'll never be rude and I'll never be obnoxious, and I'm not going to call you names and be just, you know, that's blood sport. I used to play it. I don't anymore. So, but I really want to hear how you're reacting to this, the news of Justice Kennedy's retirement on the Supreme Court. 866-34-TRUTH is our number. 866-348-7884 or 866-34-TRUTH. If you want to ask me any questions about this, I'm fairly well versed in all of this. And been paying attention to it for years. I've been on the radio for almost 11 years now. Feel free to do that, but I really want to get your reaction. 866-34-TRUTH is the number, 866-348-7884.
The Justice Kennedy was...
And that's Pastor Chris Connell.
Sorry. Hi, everybody. Justice Kennedy was a nominee of Ronald Reagan.
Ronald Reagan.
And even though sometimes he would vote conservative and sometimes he would vote non-conservative or liberal... He wanted, it says, what they're saying is he wanted to have a conservative president.
That's what Napolitano said, that Antonin Scalia, who isn't with us anymore, told him that that's something Kennedy told him, meaning he told Antonin Scalia, I'm going to wait till there's a Republican president and a Republican majority in the Senate before I retire. Now, that's hearsay, basically.
May not be true.
Inadmissible in a court of law,
but
which is funny coming from Judge
Napolitano. The timing of what he's doing this might suggest that that was true.
Right. Although the... Now, look, this is... You want to double down and make this even more complicated. You thought that the November elections were important yesterday or this morning at 9 a.m. They're way more.
Yeah, they're
infinitely
huge.
More, stratospherically more important now, because if the Republicans lose the Senate, Trump can't get anybody in there that's conservative.
No, and I will guarantee they will fight to try to make a decision.
George Soros,
be held off
all the
until
people,
after that November election.
All the money, everything is going to double down, triple down, quadruple down now, which is why, brothers and sisters in Christ, we really need to be in prayer over this. If you want to chime in on this, 866-348-7884 or 866-34-TRUTH. I asked Chris this question earlier. Do you know how long a federal judge, whether they're on the federal level or the United States Supreme Court, do you know how long they get to serve? The answer is for life. So Kennedy is 81. He's been there since 1975. That's how long-lasting these decisions are. And here's another civics question, little trivia question for you. According to the United States Constitution, how many justices are there supposed to be on the United States Supreme Court? Want to take a guess at that one, Chris?
I'm going to guess more than what are currently there. I'm going to guess that...
You guess more than nine.
Okay, so I'm going to say it could be 12.
Here's the interesting. Well, it can't be 12 because it always.
I'm sorry, I should have 11. I'm going to go for 11.
All right. So actually, ding, 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 ding. The answer is the Constitution doesn't say anything about it.
All right.
It doesn't designate.
That
was a trick question. Does not designate how many justices are supposed to be on the Supreme Court. And that's why you go all the way back to, I'm trying to remember, I think it might have been Wilson. You've heard the phrase stack the deck. So it was back during the Great Depression. I don't know if it was Wilson. That's slipping my mind right now because of my age. But anyway, he didn't win the vote in the Supreme Court. So he was going to add more members, his people, to push it up so that he could actually win the majority vote just by adding people because he's not constrained. You can't tell him he can't.
Right.
And that's where that phrase stacking the deck comes from, as a matter of fact.
I did not know that.
Pretty interesting. Let's go to, if you want to call in and chime in about the Supreme Court justice retiring, I really want to hear from you. How is this affecting you today? What are you thinking about? Are you happy? Are you sad? Are you afraid? Are you elated? What is it? 866-348-7884 or 866-34-TRUTH. And I'm going to jump real quick to my friend Clay calling in from Raleigh, North Carolina. Clay, you're on with Steve. Go right ahead.
Brother Steve, God bless you on this wonderful, nice, warm day that the Lord has created for us to be a part of.
Amen.
Well, here's the interesting thing, you know, that the Supreme Court just upheld a decision in regards to a travel ban. Now there's talk about the, you know, Supreme Court justice retiring. And all this speculation about, you know, the abortion thing. Okay, I decided, and I've brought about that maybe, you know, this is not a thing where we're going to get political. Maybe this is a wonderful part where we can get spiritual and say that the Lord is going to work his magic.
What a great point. Clay, I'm up against a break. Thanks for calling in, brother. That's
a
great point.
I'm so thankful for that.
Amen. God bless you. All right, friends, we'll be right back. Back at Steve Noble, the Steve Noble Show. Check out the website, thestevenobleshow.com. You can sign up for the podcast. You can check out our new offering that is something I've been teaching personally to high school age homeschoolers for 6 years now called Foundations of Freedom, which is an 18-lesson course all the way through the Constitution, the Founding Fathers. How were they educated? How did they get that worldview? And then how did that translate into our form of government? And then how's the government supposed to work? And one of the we actually spend a couple of sessions talking about the judiciary, talking about the Supreme Court. And of course, today, that's the big deal because Anthony Kennedy has announced his retirement and he's out of there at the end of July, which is just a massive, massive shift potential and most likely in the United States Supreme Court, which is not just in the here and the now and during the Trump presidency, whether it's four years or eight years. This is going to last for decades. This is what the statement is that came out of the White House today. We thank Justice Anthony Kennedy for his 30 years of distinguished service on the Supreme Court of the United States. In 1987, President Reagan nominated him to the court. He was swiftly confirmed without opposition. I thought it was 75. A Californian like the president who appointed
him. Well, I was wondering you said that, but I was like, if it was Ronald Reagan.
Yeah, it had to be in the 80s. So that was my bad. So Trump's already speaking to the press today and he's saying we have a list of 25 people. It would be somebody from that list. He's moving immediately now to do that. It's happening and it's going on.
Explain
right
to listeners the rhythm of the Supreme Court when they hear cases and when they make judgments, Steve.
Most of the judgments, the decisions come out in the late spring and early summer. And then in the summer, you know, take a little time off. Then they decide what cases they're going to hear. And then they start to hear. Then they hear the cases, and then they go back and forth. And they have all their all the different helpers in the Supreme Court and the people that clerk for them. They taking votes back and forth as they're moving forward until they get to a solid decision. But they hear it, and then it's literally months go by before you ever hear anything. So like the Cake Baker case, the case of. That they decided this morning on the labor unions, which was a huge blow to labor unions as well as the Democrat Party.
In fact, that would be the news now.
Oh, that would be the news now if Justice Kennedy hadn't been
forgive the
announced
pun, this Trump
down.
That.
Right, so. It just got trumped. And so that's what's going on. And so they take that time, and then once they come to a conclusion, now they're writing the major opinion, concurring opinions, and then dissenting opinions. And once all that's done, then they finally release it. Into the press, and that's what we've been seeing this week and in the last couple of weeks, just massive. Here's what he actually said, Justice Kennedy. My dear Mr. President, pretty interesting way to start their letter. This letter is respectful and formal notification of my decision, effective July 31 of this year, to end my regular active status as an associate justice of the Supreme Court while continuing to serve in a senior status as provided in 28 U.S. Code 37B. For a member of the legal profession, is the highest of honors to serve on this court. Please permit me by this letter to express my profound gratitude for having had the privilege to seek, in each case, how best to know, interpret, and defend the Constitution and the laws that must always conform to its mandate and promises. Respectfully and sincerely, Justice Kennedy. And so that's what's going on today. A massive, massive opportunity for anybody on, quote unquote, on the right, anybody on the side of, I would say, strict constructionist, strict adherence to the Constitution, and especially if you are against abortion, and I certainly hope you are, this is actually an opportunity where you literally could see, not figuratively, not kinda, you literally could see Roe versus Wade overturned.
Yeah, and Steve, you told me today about a law, I believe, I'm going to mess up a state, was it Iowa?
Iowa.
That brought in a law that you could not do, perform an abortion after
the heartbeat
was detected.
Fetal heartbeat law, which is really, it's about 6 weeks.
And
when you can, and so Iowa did that, and that was designed. We actually had the lawmaker on the show from Iowa that designed that bill, and they designed it specifically to be a silver bullet to go at the heart of Roe versus Wade.
Yeah.
But of course, that conversation would just be, but it's not going to happen
right
until we have a conservative leaning court, which meant you had to get somebody off the court. And here we are, less than 2 months later, Justice Kennedy announcing.
Science is not helping the pro-choice argument.
The country is getting more pro-life all the time.
Yeah, they're just because science keeps going in and saying, well, I guess it really is a life earlier and earlier and earlier.
Earlier. Yep,
and
that's right.
The other atrocities that have been happening with babies and baby parts doesn't help with that. Steve, you know, I'm not sure there's maybe a
By the way, that's Pastor Chris Connell, RFA Church back in Raleigh, who's traveling with me. We're on our way to Springfield, Missouri. But we took an opportunity to get off our flight. We each got an $800 gift card out of that.
We did.
Which is a sweet deal.
That was incredible. It wasn't even a voucher. Just look, here's $800.
We're Ubering all over Atlanta, which is about as easy as swimming to the moon. And so here we are at Salem Station in Atlanta.
Yeah.
And thank God for Salem. Thank you guys for hosting us. And then we'll shoot our way back to the airport and get on a 9 o'clock plane and continue to fly. But anyway, what were you saying? I'm
not sure that there is any more important time in the history of this current presidency, whether or not you support the individual or not who's in the White House. But if you're a follower of Christ, I don't think you have. Now I'm going to make your listeners really mad here, Steve, or some of them maybe, in that I don't think you have a place to be pro-choice. I have.
No, it's indefensible.
But for the rights of the unborn, this is probably something that I should be praying about, you should be praying about on a daily basis, because this is going to shape, this could shape and will shape the future of our country in a lot of ways for decades to come. And whether or not you like the man in the White House or not with his personality, I'm not a big fan of the way he says things myself, particularly with his Twitter account. But here's the deal. Maybe for such a time as this, God has put somebody in that place that while maybe their personal life has not always reflected the social and Judeo-Christian ethics, pardon me, is what I'm trying to say, of the Bible, but they are standing behind many of those ethics with their decisions they're making. And I'm not sure there's a more pivotal moment in, honestly, our generation, Steve, really. When you think about how far back Roe v. Wade goes,
73,
and you think about what that issue has been, there has never been a moment this close to that decision really being challenged.
No, I mean, we hoped for it, we prayed for it, we worked towards it, but the thought of Roe v. Wade getting overturned, which is why, you know, and I get ticked off a lot about a lot of Republicans who always fly the pro-life banner. They fly the pro-life flag. But when push comes to shove, we're still giving $500 million a year to Planned Parenthood. And you show me your faith by what you say, I'll show you my faith by what I do. Let me look at your fruit. You don't have any. You're all talk. You're no action. And that's a big chunk of the Republicans, unfortunately. So back to some response from, here's Senator Gillibrand. Here's what she said. Now that there is a vacancy after the Garland heist, talking about Obama wanting to put Garland up, the balance of the court will be tilted even more, listen to this, against women, women's, workers, and civil rights for decades to come if the president nominates one of the 25 judges that passed his litmus test. We need ditch the list now. Chuck Grassley, of course, a Republican. I think Justice Kennedy, yada, yada. Representative Steve Scalise. I look forward to, at POTUS, at Real Donald Trump, nominating a strong constitutional conservative to the seat. And, of course, people on the left going nuts. Tammy Duckworth, the American people should have a voice in the selection of their next Supreme Court justice. The implication there is the American people don't want anybody conservative. Of course, that's not true for a good chunk of us. Senator Jeff Merkley, I'm worried about Roe versus Wade. You should be. And thank God for it. So this is just brutal, and it's going to get worse day by day until we get to this nomination process and then the confirmation process in the U.S. Senate. And the big fight's going to be, are they going to try to push this through before early November, Chris? Or are they going to wait till after? Schumer already said to pull it forward would be what? Just disgusting anti-American.
Yeah, that's right.
Of course, this was 3 years ago.
He said he called it the height of hypocrisy.
Right.
Jeffrey Toobin, who worked for the New Yorker, a legal analyst for CNN, author of American Heiress, said this on his Twitter account. Anthony Kennedy is retiring. Abortion will be illegal in 20 states in 18 months.
Wow. How about that? I mean, it's shocking to think about the reality.
And I'm pretty sure from where he works and what he does and where his stance, I don't think he's pro-life.
No, he's scared to death. Good. Listen, the gloves come off for me on this subject, and good. I hope you're scared to death. I hope you lose sleep. I hope you have a problem with your stomach, and I hope that leads you to repentance for being supportive of baby murder. So if you want to call in and chime in as Chris and I are talking today, Pastor Chris Connell from RFA Church, we're traveling together on behalf of Greg Laurie and the Harvest Crusade folks to see, Greg, what's his first name? Mr. Clay.
Doug Clay,
who's the new superintendant of the Assemblies of God.
He's a general superintendent. Pastor Doug Clay.
Assemblies of God out in Springfield, Missouri. So we're traveling out there, have a meeting with him tomorrow. But if you'd like to chime in on this subject, and I certainly would like to think that you have an opinion on this, that maybe you should be shouting a little hallelujah to the Lord today for this opportunity. 866-34-TRUTH is our number. 866-348-7884. 866-348-7884.
Julie Colin, who is a filmmaker, director of the RBG movie. I don't even know what the movie is. Okay. And she wrote.
Which means I don't care, but go ahead.
She twittered about Justice Ginsburg and a photo of Justice Ginsburg planking and saying, keep planking. And below it, somebody wrote, if Justice Ginsburg, if she needs a heart, liver, lung, whatever, I am here for her because they don't want her to die or retire.
Right, yeah, I'll throw myself on the table, take all my organs to keep her alive. Because, listen, there is a good chance right now that Donald Trump will have a second term. Ruth Bader Ginsburg will be gone. One way or the other, she won't make it to the end of the next 6 years. And now, all of a sudden, you could go from 4-4 and a swing vote to 5-4 to 7, to 5-4 to 6-3. The United States Supreme Court. This is historic and monumental. We'll be right back. Well, did you feel the earthquake under your feet earlier today, or perhaps under your tires or in your headphone or through your iPhone or whatever, as the news that the shot heard around the world, literally, now as Justice Kennedy, who was appointed under Ronald Reagan, is retiring officially on July 31st. He's been the swing vote in the United States Supreme Court for about three decades now. And decisions like the ones we've just seen, the anti-labor union decision this morning, it was 5-4. Justice Kennedy was the swing vote. The decision we saw the other day protecting and upholding the rights of pregnancy crisis centers in California, a 5-4 vote. Justice Kennedy was the swing vote. The case that was decided a couple weeks ago, the cake baker, Jack Phillips.
Yeah, that's amazing. That I didn't think that was going to get
that was an amazing one, and that was even stronger. Mm-hmm. So he wasn't the swing vote there, but go back to see where he switched sides, so to speak. Gay marriage, the Obergefell case, was 5-4. Justice Kennedy pushed that one over the edge. So Justice Kennedy is the one person in a black robe in the history of the United States that is personally responsible for so-called gay marriage becoming the so-called law of the land. which is unconstitutional in and of itself, because the Supreme Court nor any court does not have the right to make laws. That's not in their purview. It's constitutionally illegal, but we have so many stupid idiots running the country today that they don't bother to enforce the Constitution. Mark Simone, Pastor Chris Connell is here with me in Atlanta. Thank you to our friends at Salem Broadcasting here in Atlanta for helping us out here as we had a little segue at the Atlanta
Absolutely.
Airport. Made a little money from Delta Airlines.
Actually saw a segue at the
airport. Yes, actually saw a segue and decided to delay our flight on through to Springfield, Missouri for some meetings tomorrow. So thank you, Salem, for hooking us up with a great studio. Mark Simone, who's a conservative radio guy, he put this Chris shared this with me, shoot me stuff on text, which is great. Thank you. Justice Kennedy announces retirement from SCOTUS. Democrats announce they're raising millions of dollars for what? For vitamins and medicine. Why would you do that? For Ruth Bader Ginsburg. And if, God forbid, anything happens to her, they are preparing Operation Weekend at Bernie's.
I'm not laughing at that.
Now, why is Operation, what is that about? Pop culture, Mr. Pastor Chris Connell. Weekend
about,
of Bernie's.
It's a movie about some guys that pretended the guy that was dead was alive.
Right, and they carried him around and tried to make people believe he was still alive.
Not that crazy. I would have seen that, because back in those days, I was walking with Jesus and I would never see such awful entertainment.
Right, yeah. And by the way, Dennis, another friend on Facebook Live, Dennis, thanks for chiming in today, said the Supreme Court and U.S. law will not change people's hearts. 70% of women who get abortions identify as Christian. Some Christian denominations support the right to choose. I wouldn't call them Christian denominations based on that solely. The SBC supported the right to choose right after Roe versus Wade, and that got turned around. So yeah, no, getting rid of Roe versus Wade and making abortion, murder of children in the womb, illegal, will not change people's hearts. But it will save babies. And the hearts, I'm trusting the Lord for that. And the babies, we need to deal with that in the here and the now through the law. So what an amazing opportunity. And this is the main thing that people are going ballistic about today on the left, Democrats, liberals, pro-aborts. Now, by the way, Chris, do me a favor. Look up on Twitter. See what Planned Parenthood said.
All right.
Because I guarantee you they've been active.
I just
today.
Sent you two good ones as well. I want you to take a look at those.
Okay.
Steve, I'll look at that. If anybody would say my vote for the president of the United States doesn't matter, this is a wonderful reminder to the freedom we have to vote.
Yeah.
Whether you are, wherever you stand on issues,
yep.
you should exercise that freedom.
That's right. Because I actually go on the air and you might be the first pastor on the radio right. with me to agree with something.
The
go
official
ahead.
Planned Parenthood Action account here, so yep. I'm not sure this is theirs, but it says Planned Parenthood Action, says, with Kennedy retiring, the right to access abortion in this country is on the line.
Praise Jesus. Hallelujah. Hands lifted up. If you're on Facebook Live, you see my hands going up here in the studio in Atlanta. Yeah. Praise the Lord for that.
That was from the Planned Parenthood
Action
Fund.
That's their
Fund.
Political action committee. Yeah, that's their PAC.
And that is their statement.
But good, but there's a Planned Parenthood Federation. Look for that one. That one's in there. Here's another liberal group that said, here's what's at stake if Trump gets to handpick another Gorsuch, which is exactly what he's going to try to do. Access to safe legal abortion, marriage equality, voting rights, workers' rights, environmental protections. So a lot of liberals are saying all that stuff's going to go out the window if you get a constitutional conservative in there. Well, conservative. And the Constitution for a lot of people, especially liberally minded people, is just it's a stumbling block. It's in the way. So constitutional conservatives, strict constructionists, and when you hear that phrase, which you're going to hear a lot in the next couple of months, a strict constructionist is somebody that wants to stick to the original intent of the founding fathers. A broad constructionist will start considering what goes on in Europe and what's going on in case law, and they'll start to make it kind of stretchy and kind of rubbery, which is exactly what the same type of people, by the way, Pastor Chris, do with the Bible. They go, right. Oh, well, that's, you know, we got to bring it into the 21st century. No, truth is truth. I asked some students the other night, I did a truth project class at my house, and said, okay, so somebody look up real quick when Sir Isaac Newton discovered gravity. Now, people discovered gravity the first time they fell over, but scientifically, and it was in the 1600s. I said, okay, here we are 400 years later. Do you still believe in gravity? Yes, I do. Well, that's a 400-year-old theory. So why do you still believe something that's that old? Well, because it's true. Okay, thank you very much.
All right, here's another quote from Planned Parenthood. Trump promised to overturn Roe v. Wade, and his lower court nominees are making the nightmare a reality. We can expect the next SCOTUS nominee to be no different. The next one Make no mistake, we won't let at POTUS and at Senate Majority Leader get their way without, pardon my French, one hell of a fight.
Right.
We control our bodies.
Well, that's exactly what we're
going to see. Hashtag save SCOTUS.
Oh, wow. 866-348-7884. We're running out of time, but if you want to chime in, you have a question, you have a comment on this issue, Justice Kennedy retiring after 30 years on the bench as of July 31st. This will be a nuclear showdown in Washington, D.C., the left versus the right. Conservatives versus liberals, pro-life versus pro-death. You're going to see all of that. If you want to comment today before we run out of time, 866-348-7884 or 866-34-TRUTH. Chris, as a pastor and a leader in a church, how will you talk about this within the confines of the church? Will this come up? Chad Harvey, is, I'm sure, going to call people to prayer.
Knowing my pastor, who backs away from nothing difficult when it comes to topics that need to be talked about, it will come up, and I'm proud of him for that. You know, one of the things that I would want to challenge not only our church to do is, one, is to absolutely pray for God to appoint someone to that Supreme Court that believes and stands by Judeo-Christian ethics.
Yes.
Absolutely, and believes that the Bible is the authoritative word for what is right and wrong in the world and how we behave.
Which won't come out in Senate confirmation hearings.
No, it won't.
You're not going to hear that from anybody. No. They don't answer hardly any questions anymore because of what happened with Bork and Clarence Thomas.
The second thing is, I would say something that I want to do with my kids is, if you have people in your life, children in your life, that are in your family, the young, sit down around the table, and I'm going to tell the church, and have a conversation with your children and explain to them the weight of what's going on and why who is in leadership within our nation matters.
Yeah, that's right.
Who is in leadership in the legislative branch, the executive branch, the Supreme Court, those branches, they have to be places where godly men and women are put in place, and to talk to your kids and say, this is why this matters. And we need to emphasize that. But I want to tell you, I think that we need to be really praying, because I think that that this is a significant, not political battle. It's a significant spiritual.
Oh, yeah, massive. I mean, just look at what's going on today. I'm looking at CNN.com now, so you can know that I'm fair and balanced. Kamala Harris said Trump's list of potential nominees are complete non-starters. Chuck Schumer said new Supreme Court justice should be considered after the election. Feinstein said there should be no consideration of a nominee until after the midterms. And then the Senate Judiciary Committee, which of course is controlled by Republicans, they're aiming to move on Supreme Court pick this year, Chairman says. So Chuck Grassley, speaking with reporters today, dismissed calls by Democrats to punt on a Supreme Court nominee until after the midterm elections. He said there's plenty of precedent to confirming a nominee in a midterm year, pointing to the Supreme Court Justice Elena Kagan's 2010 confirmation. So that's going to be the first battle, is when do they confirm? And of course, the second and biggest battle is going to be, who do they confirm? So that was at CNN, MSNBC, throwing a Justice Kennedy to retire. Trump can solidify court's conservative majority. All kinds of stories showing up there. And this is a big deal. And like Pastor Chris, like you said, don't think politically first and foremost on this one. Think spiritually, because that's exactly what this is.
Yeah, and I think that we can't underestimate the fact that just because we are followers of Christ, and I know many people feel otherwise and are active, just because we're followers of Christ doesn't mean we shouldn't stand up for what we believe.
Right.
We don't have to be doormats. You know, we can be wise as serpents and harmless as doves.
Yeah, that's right.
Let's let our voice be heard. Let's let our voice speak to those who are in power and in authority.
Yeah.
Right now. And I can't believe, honestly, Steve, that this is even a conversation. You couldn't have told me this even a year ago, but it is now.
Yeah,
I'm astounded with where our country has been going morally, and with the decisions that have been made over the last several decades that are antithetical to the Word of God. That we're at this point, and I think it's the grace of God.
Oh, exactly right. Well, I want to, we only have about a minute left, so let's finish in real quick in prayer, and we'll just lift this up. And if you're on Facebook Live or want to join us on Facebook Live, just go to the search box, put Steve Noble Show in, and we're going to pray some more after the show is off the radio. Father God, we thank you that you've brought this opportunity to this nation. Your grace, your mercy, your forgiveness of all of our sin and everything that we've done to violate your law and your love, whether it's the issue of abortion or so many other things, Lord, that you would give us an opportunity to put somebody on the court through our system that would push more towards your truth. We pray that, Lord, you would make that happen, and we pray that the damage wouldn't be too deep to this country as we tear each other apart in this process. But we pray for wisdom for everybody involved, and we pray for your mercy and your guidance in our land at this time over the Supreme Court choice. And we ask that in Jesus' name. Pastor Chris, thanks for being here today, buddy.
Thank you for the opportunity.
Okay, friends, God willing, I'll talk to you again tomorrow, hopefully from Springfield, Missouri. Until then, be praying about the Supreme Court. God bless you.